You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message comes from TD Ameritrade. TD Ameritrade's learning experience is curated from their vast library of exclusive content and customizes to fit your investing goals and interests. Get started at tdameritrade.com/education. Cases surge, hydroxychloroquine shows no effect, and health workers share their experiences. Here's what you should know. Although COVID-19 is starting to slow in some of the hardest-hit countries, new hotspots are emerging all over the world, and cases are growing faster than ever. May 30th set a new high for confirmed cases in a single day worldwide at 134,064. Overall, there have been 380,000 known COVID-19 deaths, over a quarter of which have been in the United States. The effects of hydroxychloroquine, the anti-malarial drug touted by President Trump and his allies as a COVID-19 preventative, have been hotly debated. But a major double-blind study involving over 800 people, one of the most rigorous tests completed on the drug, has shown that the drug is no better at stopping the virus than a placebo. The COVID-19 pandemic has taken a toll on everyone, but health workers have faced a particularly brutal task. Wired reached out to doctors, physician assistants, and paramedics to hear about their experiences. You can read more at wired.com. Finally, here's today's one question. What is hydroxychloroquine? Hydroxychloroquine is a drug commonly used to treat malaria that can also be prescribed for a number of other ailments. Though it had not been thoroughly tested for use against the novel coronavirus, hydroxychloroquine was touted as a potential remedy by President Trump, Silicon Valley tech bigwigs, and certain media outlets. Hydroxychloroquine use in coronavirus cases has drawn concern from public health officials and has been linked to increased deaths. It is not recommended as a drug to fight coronavirus. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.